Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon. You're on Joy 94.9 with Emma and Matt. How are we?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, just quickly, if you want to get in contact with us, it's 0427 Joy 949 on the mobile or 1300 Joy 949 on the phone or on air at joy.org.au. And we're coming to you on Monday, the public holiday. How was yours?
Well, I spent mine hideously hungover from a public holiday eve. Some bad decision making.
Sabbatical? Why did I want to say sabbatical to that? What's a sabbatical?
Oh, look, I'm not sure. I wouldn't mind going on a sabbatical. What did you do today, Matt?
I actually went to the zoo, which was awesome.
How fun. I love the zoo.
Just too many people, though, today.
Yeah.
Way too many people.
When I was walking here, I was walking through the Moomba parade. Well, not the parade, but like masses of people. Mm. And I was thinking, I'm way too fragile at the moment to be dealing with this amount of people. But yeah, good day for Moomba. Beautiful, sunny day.
What's it on today?
Well, the festival has been, I think it's from the 8th to the 12th of March.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't complain about a zoo then. I'm sure the festival is much more crowded than that. Wow.
So at this point in the show, I wanted to let our listeners know that a conversation was overheard on a Melbourne tram. My aunt actually was on the tram and she was listening to a couple of teenagers talk about the show and how much they liked it. So hopefully you guys are listening right now. We heard the feedback loud and clear, and it just gave us all warm and fuzzy. So thank you so much for recommending us to your friends.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
So feel free to text in and say who you are or say hello.
Yeah, absolutely. If it was you,
brag a little.
We would love to hear from you.
We would love to hear
And in fact, while I'm at it, you can find us on Twitter, GenNextJoy949, or on Facebook, Generation Next, in the search bar. But we're about to hear a song, and given it's a public holiday, we're feeling a bit relaxed, and we thought we'd just play some
Cruisy.
Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
You sure are listening to Joy94.9. It is currently 7:12 p.m., and you're with Generation Next, who tonight comprises of Matt and Emma. Because Patty took the public holiday off. We were just having a bit of a boogie to Justin Timberlake.
How could you not, though?
That is such a good song.
We've got all awesome songs like that all tonight, by the way. Not to brag, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to alarm you, but we have picked some pretty awesome music.
Well, that good. So tell your friends right now, honestly. Hop on Facebook or something. We're playing.
Oh, dear. So, speaking of overheard, which we weren't, but we were before the song.
We are masters of awkward segues,
have you
noticed?
I know. Oh, well, these things happen. Community radio, you know.
Yeah, it happens.
So, I was buying some cupcakes today, and I heard an American lady in the cupcake bakery ask if she could pay for her cupcakes with American dollars.
Is there a cupcake shop?
Oh, there's heaps of cupcake
That's
shops.
That's amazing. Oh, you said one just over there, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Anyway, beside the point.
Continue.
Well, I thought, oh, gee, this is becoming a common theme in my life, because just the other day at my place of employment, someone, a gentleman said, can I pay for this with American money? And I said, oh, no, unfortunately you can't. And he went to put the product away, but his wife came back and said, oh, but we only have American dollars.
That was a really good accent.
And I was like, well, unfortunately we can't accept American dollars. So it's like, would you go to a foreign country and try and pay with Australian dollars, Matt?
No. I would use the, what do you call it?
Exchange?
The exchange, yeah. Just go to the exchange.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. But, I mean, I know why they probably didn't want to do the exchange, because they'd make a loss at the moment.
They would. But, see, that being said, surely they would have expected that the shopkeeper would take into some account the exchange rate and try and figure that out somehow.
Yeah.
Surely.
It was just amazing to me. I was just thinking, no.
That's very cheeky, Americans.
Surely not.
Surely not.
Anyway.
Hello, we're the Kransky sisters on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You are on Joy 94.9. That's probably the best one I've heard, I think.
I do like the Kransky sisters.
By the way, I forgot it before and I forgot it again, but Drive said thank you to Squirrel.
How amazing is that newsreader voice? We can look forward to that every Monday from now on, you know.
Every single one. Everyone.
Yeah, no, it's great. But we also miss Byron. Byron, if you're listening, I hope you're having a nice public holiday.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Yeah. If you want to get in touch with us here, you can get us on 0427 Joy 949 or on the phone on 1300 Joy 949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, something that Emma wasn't too aware of, but I'm fantastically fond of.
I've been enlightened, ladies and gentlemen.
Enlightened is the word. Draw Something, the iPhone app that came out, I think it was only about a month ago, but it's already hit the top one on both paid and free, actually.
It is so much fun.
And she's only played it for 5 minutes. So.
Yeah, I actually downloaded about 10 minutes before we came on air this evening, and I've already got 3 games going, and I'm on fire.
You didn't do too badly either with your first one.
Yeah, Whiskers.
Whiskers. I was wondering why no cat, though.
Well, anyway, I got to think outside the box.
It's a fantastic game. It resembles Pictionary, I would say, I think. I was going to say Hangman. I don't know why.
It does. I mean, because you've got to guess the word.
With the letters and they go up into the box.
It's so funny. We're quite fickle here at Generation Next because just a few weeks ago, we were complaining, we were whinging, we were banging on about Facebook applications and how we were sick of playing games. And now Matt comes in and he tells me about this game and I'm all over it.
And I'm reasonably sure I've invited about 35 to 40 people to Draw Something games. So now I'm as much a criminal as those bloody farm people.
Farmville.
Jeez. No, you know, farm people, you're awesome. But Farmville people, not so good.
It's great though because, I mean, people never really pick up a pen and draw anymore, like doodling on the phone or whatever. It's good for your creativity. It gets your creative juices flowing, I think.
And to connect, I think. Connect with your friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get to talk more, laugh at how bad they draw, which is great. I have fat fingers, so I'm not the pro at that game at all.
Try and work some dirty words into the screen somewhere to make people laugh.
Just make them laugh, not guess it.
You know, I was spending quite a sad Friday night in by myself this weekend, trying to save money. Yeah. And I was just trolling through old YouTube clips, thinking about music from the 90s. And I forgot about Blind Melon, No Rain. And I was watching the film clip with the little girl with the bumblebee in the bumblebee outfit tap dancing. And I remembered how my older sisters used to tell me that I was like that girl because I was
like a bumblebee,
fat and pale mousy brown hair. And that, because everyone laughs at her. But it's really great. It's a really great film clip. I posted it to our Facebook wall. And in honor of that, we're going to play the song right now.
Hello there. This is Funny Lady Judith Lucy, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be crazy to listen to anything else.
You certainly are listening to Joy 94.9. You're listening to Generation Next. And
Hi.
Matt and Emma are joining you. Well, we're not really joining you in the studio. We're in the studio. You're listening to us from there, but you know. Anyway.
Awkward harmonica, see? Awkward harmonica here.
I know.
Perfect.
For the girls at I'm Awesome Thanks, I forgot to bring my awkward harmonica in. And there's been so many times throughout the day that I've just wanted to.
We quite possibly need another one.
Play a little tune.
We just got a message from my sister, actually.
She said,
thank you for playing one of my faves tonight. You probably didn't know that Wild Ones is my fave, but love.
I did. I knew. Oh, I played it for you.
Oh, you're better than me as a brother. Well done.
I'll be your brother. So if you guys at home would like to get in touch with us, which, you know, why wouldn't you? Because we're cool.
Awesome.
You can easily by calling us on 1300 Joy 949. You can text us on 0427 Joy 949. You can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Twitter.
You can tweet us. You can Facebook us. You can...
We're all over. Safe to say.
All over the social
all
media.
All bases covered.
And you can download our podcasts from iTunes as well. So they're usually up the Monday after the show before.
Or from our website,
absolutely.
I told you, all bases covered.
Yeah, we've got it covered.
What's up next? Song? We're going to play song?
Yeah, we just listened to
Public
Flo Rida.
Holiday songs.
Yeah, dear. And we just listened to Flo Rida featuring Sia, Wild Ones, which is a really great track. And Sia is so amazing. I think she's really cool.
She's the bomb.
She's a cool dude. and we're about to listen to Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows, which is a song that Matt picked. And we just got really excited because I don't think I've heard it for years and years, but it's such a good song. So we hope that you enjoy.
There's a bear in there, and a the chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's Gay School.
I'm so glad you sang that with me that time.
I was there for you.
It's just too awkward when there's only one person singing. But yes, it has gotten to that time of the evening on a Monday evening.
When we get all smart.
Yes, when we get all clever.
We should put on English accents, soapboxes. I think, from now on. Can you do an English
accent? I don't know if I can do an English accent.
No, you did
Matt,
American.
Stop distracting me. We actually have kind of a jam-packed Gay School ready for you guys tonight. And first, we're going to talk about Jeff Kennett. Because a couple of months ago, probably even last year, excuse me, my dates are just... You know,
skewed.
Where they should be in my head. It's full of Simpsons quotes and song lyrics. But we did talk about Jeff Kennett as the head of Beyond Blue because he made some remarks about same-sex couples who have children being that being something that's quite detrimental to their upbringing to have a same-sex couple parent. And we spoke about it on the show because we actually had someone from Headspace to interview because we thought that was really detrimental, quite unfair and... not really a grain of truth in it.
No, not at all.
But that's not what tonight's story is about, because tonight's story is about some comments that Jeff Kennett made this morning.
He's flipped.
He is now a supporter of marriage equality, which is just so good. So thank you, Jeff, if you're listening to us, because Jeff, who's a former Victorian Liberal Premier, is the current chair of Beyond Blue, a charity organisation, an organisation to do with mental health and all that sort of thing. And he has told 3AW that he is now pro-marriage equality. And one of his quotes just stuck out to me because I thought, good on you, mate. And he says, "To me, the most important thing in a person's life is that they enjoy life. As long as you don't offend me or break a law against me, why should I allow sexuality to actually prevent you from living your life as you want to?" Hear, hear.
Which is just amazing.
I think. Absolutely agree.
I mean, it took him a while to get there, but he did get there, and I think that's what's important. I think people changing their mindset, especially someone such in the limelight as Jeff. So that's fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, as long as you get there in the end, and hopefully maybe people, he can repair a bit of the damage that he did with his detrimental comments earlier. But Alex Greenwich, who we love on the show, we think he's really great, has come out and said that these comments that Jeff Kennett has made reflects many Australians who, like, their attitudes on marriage equality, even those who might have been feeling quite negative towards it, are slowly coming around. And we were actually talking in the studio earlier about how it's a bit ridiculous that we always bang on about gay marriage, because it should just be marriage, because you don't gay park your car, you don't have gay breakfast.
Exactly.
It's just marriage.
Yep.
And it should be the same for everyone. So I know we bang on about that every week, but it's so good to see some positive...
political
movements.
Absolutely. Which is fantastic.
We're going to be playing another song for you now, and when we come back, there'll be a lot more Gay School, so please stay tuned.
Welcome back, guys. If you want to get a hold of us, 0427-JOY949 or on the phone at 1300-JOY949, not saying the mobile's not a phone, on air at joy.org.au by mobile. And we just got a message on our Facebook wall. Emma said, "Hey, guys, did you hear about Queensland new ad campaign on against gay marriage? I didn't hear it all, but maybe something to look into, I believe she meant. P.S. Love listening to your show. Great music too."
Oh, thanks, guys.
Awesome.
That's so nice. Well, it's funny that she mentions that because we're about to talk about it.
Indeed.
So we're on top of it. Bob Catter and his political party have released an anti-marriage equality television ad, which I find shockingly offensive.
That's understating it, I think.
You've watched it as well, haven't
Indeed,
you? I mean,
yeah.
How I actually thought, surely not. This has got to be a joke. This is just too offensive.
Rick Santorum.
It is a little bit Rick Santorum. God.
Maybe he's trying to fill some shoes there, I think. Live up to some expectations.
Some very small and prejudiced shoes. So the LNP has released this, and the ad sort of features... two men in a without shirts on. So obviously,
it's an artistic photo.
Gay men, in an embrace. And while that's happening, there's a voiceover, and it says, "How well do you really know Campbell Newman? Do you really think he will stand up for your family values? Then think again. The LNP leader supports gay marriage, just like Greens leader Bob Brown." Like it's some sort of really awful horrible, immoral thing to support.
We're a bit past that, I think.
I agree. I think, like, Queensland is, like, I mean, there's a lot happening in Queensland politics at the moment. But, I mean, like we spoke about Jeff Kennett before, these attitudes, they're evolving and they're changing, and political parties really need to keep up with it.
Exactly.
I mean, we've mentioned on the show before that something ridiculous, once you add all the figures together of people who would agree, given that churches weren't forced to marry gay couples if they didn't want to, it was upwards of 70% of people would approve of marriage equality. So it's like, I mean, when you're saying things like this, you're not reflecting the majority.
And, for example, a recent inquiry into the civil unions in Queensland actually received 2,195 submissions in support and 537 opposed, which is just dwarfed.
Well, Jive, before us, we're actually talking to Alex Greenwich, who we often talk about on the show, and he was saying that there's been a bit of a burst of support for marriage equality, because sometimes it takes something awful like this to make people realise that, well, I guess that they have a voice. So I guess I'll be writing, every time something like this happens, I always like to encourage people to write a letter to their local MP.
Because you
have a voice, your opinions are valid, and you should make them known, because it's all too easy. Mm. It's so easy to send an email, and that's really all you have to do.
And every single voice raises the statistics higher, so that's always a beneficial thing.
Absolutely. I just couldn't believe that got... It was such a hate attack.
And the Queensland Association for Healthy Communities actually did condemn the attack on the ad as well, saying that Catter's hate group is stomping on the lives of gay and lesbian families to try and score cheap political points, which is spot on. That was by Paul R. Martin. And he also said, it's this kind of hate attack on the gay and lesbian community that contributes to rates of mental illness, which is just...
Can you imagine, like, being a young sort of teenage, maybe school-aged kid, just coming to terms with your sexuality? It can be quite challenging, especially in rural areas. And then hearing someone who, you know, you like to think that you can look up to politicians, you like to think that they're pillars of society, hearing someone spouting this hatred, how is that supposed to make kids feel?
Exactly.
I just can't believe that it's... I can't believe it's not
still
a big joke.
Happening, yeah.
Oi, oi, oi.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Anyway, on to something a little bit lighter just before we talk about Coney, because, of course, we couldn't manage to get through the show without talking about Coney.
Yeah.
I know we're a little late, but we're only on every Monday, so... Andrew, our friend at Gay Savvy, has sent us a CD of a guy who is a queer artist in Queensland... Speaking about Queensland.
There you go.
Stephen Carmichael. So we thought we'd play you guys a song. Hopefully Stephen's listening at the moment. We can tee up an interview in the next couple of weeks. But you're about to hear, a song by Stephen Carmichael.
Yay. Hey, this is Leah Michelle from Glee, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Generation Next. It is currently 7:53 p.m. That was a great track from Stephen Carmichael, a local artist in Queensland. Hopefully Stephen's listening and he heard us play his amazing song.
Hope so.
Now, we're going to finish up what has been a very long and drawn-out gay school tonight with Coney, because we couldn't get through without mentioning Coney.
Correct.
If anyone hasn't heard about this, A, you're living under a rock.
Not likely.
and B... It was only a matter of time, really. So a video campaign gone quite viral. Invisible Children is the charity of the organisation. And they've released a 30-minute film on the crimes of Joseph Kony in the hopes of making him famous and bringing him before international court. Oh, forgive me, I don't remember the correct terminology, but essentially to be punished for his crimes.
War crimes, yeah.
As the head of the Lord's Resistance Army. So these the sort of things that he's being sort of blamed for are mass murder, mutilations, rape, the trafficking of children into armies and into the sex industry.
Yep.
So the video has been seen by literally millions of people, and it's been out for about a week now, I believe. The organisation responsible for the video have said they wanted to raise support for Kony's arrest.
Which, to be fair, they did. They did.
They absolutely have. And I mean, I don't feel comfortable criticising something that has drawn so much scrutiny and public outrage and gotten people involved. Like, my Facebook mini feed was just awash with people who were horrified. But the thing that struck me most about this, because I really don't want to get into the whole They spend so much on their office administration fees. They're not a blah, blah, blah charity. That's not what I want to talk about tonight. What I want to talk about is how alarming it is that this entire demographic of people that have jumped on the bandwagon have just no desire whatsoever to do any further research. Because to me, it's really important to have your convictions, but it's also important to be informed. And I think a 30-minute video it's not enough to really know what's going on. I mean, what do you think, man? You've seen it.
Yeah, no, I posted it to my Facebook. I think I was the first person to post it to my Facebook and my Tumblr. And then had to retract, unfortunately. I actually did some further research into it because I don't believe in supporting things without doing further research, and I shouldn't have posted it as early as I did, and found a bunch of stuff that I didn't find very pleasing. That being said, I'm in full support of anything that does raise awareness that much, and there's nothing wrong with millions and millions of people being aware of something in Uganda that they weren't aware of before.
Because it's like, to me, Joseph Kony, I mean, obviously, is not a very nice man.
No.
But I don't think that he's necessarily Africa's biggest problem. He's a symptom of this blinding poverty that I think, you know, people aren't empowered and that there's not enough education for women and stuff like this can happen when there's like a melting pot of so much unrest and unhappiness. And I think if everyone wants to help, then that's great. But I don't necessarily think that dragging Joseph Kony to international court is going to help, because there's probably 10 Konys just waiting to take his place.
Exactly.
But then, you know, that's a personal opinion of mine. I think it's great that everyone wants to get involved. I just, I can't stress enough, do some research. I mean, if it's something you're engaged by, something you're interested in, why wouldn't you want to know everything you can about it?
Look further into it. Don't just jump on the bandwagon, as Emma said, and get attached to something that you know literally nothing about. It's just not worth looking that stupid for, I think.
Anyway, we're about to play you some CSAs and we'll come back for a last song and a goodbye. Thanks for listening to us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Generation Next. You're with Emma and Matt.
Hi.
And we're just about to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this
great
Monday
show.
Evening.
Yeah, thank
public
you.
Public holiday. I know it's hard to drag yourselves out of bed and turn the radio on a public holiday.
At 7 o'clock at night. Awkward harmonica.
But we do really appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening to us, guys. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do so on 0427JOY949. And how else can you get involved?
1300JOY949 with the phone, or on air at joy.org.au, or you can visit the website at www.joy.org.au, or Facebook and Twitter and all those other things.
We're just everywhere.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. I think last week I said, let's all fly our freak flags, which I think could potentially be our Stay Classy San Diego sign out.
Oh, yeah. We should.
So let's just get that started now. Have a good week. Fly your freak flag.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy94.9. Support Joy94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.